near Nordson Corporation is where we're broadcasting from this morning. I told Susie, I said, you know, say hello, you know, take a good picture of those signs. They may not be there when you go out there later this afternoon because it is kind of a windy morning. It is Manufacturing Month, and that's why we are at Nordson. The kickoff event is taking place this morning. A lot of folks will be coming by here as well, and then they'll be touring the facility to see some of the neat things that are here. Joining us now is the Vice President of Nordson Corporation, Doug Bloomfield. Thank you for sharing some time. Appreciate it.
Good morning, guys.
If people who do come in and go on this tour, what kind of things will they be seeing on a tour of Nordson?
We're a manufacturer of precision capital equipment. In other words, we help people build things. Companies like Ford Motor Company, General Motors, Electrolux, John Deere, etc. And the equipment that we make is designed to dispense adhesives and sealants, paints and coatings. And so as the folks tour the factories today, they'll see our employees building those devices, building engineered systems for those customers. So they should get a whole eye full of stuff today.
You have on the table in front of you what looks to me, I think, Bruce, I saw one of those in Lost in Space back in like 1967.
That is just about the size.
It looks like a ray gun of some sort. Doug, what is that?
What's in front of us is one of our Encore powder dispensing guns. And what we do is we dispense powder paint. And so if you think about your lawn furniture, maybe your lawnmower, a Weber grill, or an appliance from Electrolux or General Electric, those are all coated with powder paint. And essentially, we most think about paint like a liquid. This is paint that comes in a powder form, much like talcum powder. And we fluidize it, pump it through systems, add an electrical charge to it, and dispense it through our Encore gun, which gives a nice smooth surface onto the part. So the paint goes onto the part, it goes through an oven, it melts, cross-links, and gives a really beautiful, durable finish.
And so it stays on there longer, perhaps, than just a normal spray paint?
It's a much more robust coating. It gives a longer durability, better looking finish. And in some cases, we spray porcelain enamel. And so the top of your range hood, the top of your dryer and your washer would be a porcelain enamel surface. So very abrasive resistant.
Now he said adhesives, like the adhesive on the top of your cereal box. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I don't think of it much, except when I kind of open the wrong end and realize I should have opened the part with the tab on it. But tell me a little bit about those. It's interesting how adhesives are everywhere for us.
That's right. So Nordson started here in Amherst with liquid painting, but we quickly went into the adhesive business. And you're exactly right that we glue a lot of boxes together. Cereal boxes, we do them very, very quickly. We glue diapers together at the rate of almost 1,000 a minute. And so adhesives and sealants are a big part of our life, and as well as flexible packaging. You know, we think of the old days of cardboard cereal boxes, but now you walk through the grocery stores today, you see lots of flexible packaging, and that's a new space that we've gotten into in the last couple of years as well. And as well as electronics as well. You know, you think about many of the handheld mobile devices, tablets, those are all glued together as well. So adhesives and sealants are in everybody's world.
But you have to look at what products are out there that people are buying that some company would want your equipment for. So there's always, is there a new way where companies come back and say, we're looking to do this, and then you have to kind of figure out some piece of equipment that'll fill that need?
That's exactly right. You know, what we really do is enable manufacturers to make things with higher quality, to make things faster. If when I started at Nordson 27 years ago, the diaper industry used to make diapers around 600 a minute. Today, they're upwards well over 1,000, 1,500 a minute. And so as manufacturers come to us and say, hey, we want to make our products faster, that means our equipment has to operate at faster cycle times. It has to operate with higher durability. And so we really enable and work with manufacturers to make their processes go much better.
Something else, Doug, when I came in this morning, I noticed in the front of the room is a sort of a gray hexagon-shaped, I don't know what it is, but it caught my eye. It's huge. It's about 5 feet tall. What is that?
That's a hood of an F-150 pickup truck. Whether you realize it or not, that most cars today are glued together, that your hoods, your doors, and your deck lids all use an epoxy-based material, could be a one component or two, that are put around the outside, and then the inner panel goes in, they're hemmed over, and it's glued. So if we remember when we all grew up that our cars used to rust out, well, you don't see that today because they use galvanized metal. Unfortunately, when you weld galvanized metal, you create corrosion points that'll rust. So by using adhesives and sealants, mostly an adhesive to glue together a car door, it lasts longer, it's stiffer, and that's what you see up in the front today.
Ford is going with more aluminum now in F-150 pickups. Does that impact your applications, your process?
No, it affects the material. It changes the material that we dispense, but we just dispense it just fine. You know, it's interesting. Today's F-150 pickup truck uses about 900 inches of adhesive and sealant in it to put it together. Previous models, years ago, the previous model of the F-150 pickup truck used 90 inches. So car manufacturers are really increasing the amount of adhesives and sealants they're using because we as consumers want a better product.
What's the biggest challenge for your company related to your products? Do you think you've made them as best as they can be, or is it because of new kinds of adhesives or types of things that they want to apply that creates the new challenges for you?
I think what really drives us is one, we can always do better, right? I mean, I think if you get complacent about what you produce in quality, you'll get quickly surpassed. So we always are striving to make better products. I think the challenge for us is to stay very close to our customers. And we are very close to those large customers I mentioned earlier. We get in with their technical departments and help to understand where their future is. And as partners, we go through and design our equipment to work with them. So as they want to increase line speeds, as they want to dispense on different kinds of products, use different kinds of materials, we stay abreast with them and become partners. And that's really what we like to do with our customers.
I think one thing we're hearing today is manufacturing today is not what it was 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and there are lots of changes. What does that mean for people who might want to get into that business?
We think manufacturing is exciting, and I think that the young people today that come out of school, I think they get wrapped up into kind of all the electronics and the neat stuff and think that manufacturing really isn't sexy. We work on a program here where we start at the JVS level. We have JVS students in that work with us during their high school years. We have interns that come in from the college years. We offer a product or a program we call Nords and Builds where we offer scholarships to kids. And it's all focused about getting them in our doors so they can see what manufacturing is all about. And what we found is once they're in the door, it isn't so bad, and it's pretty exciting. And so we've hired probably about 20 folks right out of college in the last 3 years to get into our world and into the manufacturing world. And I think they're pretty excited about being here.
Well, we're glad to be here, too. I know you've got the tour that you'll be taking, the people that will be coming out to this kickoff event to tour the area to see what you do here. We appreciate you hosting us here this morning.